Tribute, Bookmark by Robin Bell.
A bookmark nowadays means to save a shortcut to a website so you can access it more easily. Always define it by its own meaning. Something that keeps your place in a good novel. I've used football stickers, envelopes, even a pepperami once. Tough times. Not like now, eh? Inventing something immensely popular has granted me luxury. Without all the negatives of celebrity, I'm never recognised, apart from my friends, including those gathered here today, who actually know me because of her. Actually, she gave me everything I ever needed, including the best bookmark ever. Whichever interpretation, its use is to mark the place of something. If you were bookmarking your life, you'd be placing a marker at certain memories. And that's all I can do when I think of the woman I called my mum. All of you know that she wasn't really my mother, she was my grandmother, but that's just a technicality, right? We all know that memories don't focus on technicalities. It's all fueled by emotion, isn't it? After it all happened, I was left on my own. I felt so alone in this world, and she brought out a salad. A salad? For a kid? I mean, surely a bad idea. I love pizzas, burgers, chips, especially chips. And out comes some lettuce, tomatoes, onion. I looked at it mildly disgusted. I felt hollowed out anyway, and salad wasn't going to fill me. And she brought out a selection of cheeses. Loads of meats, ham, chicken, corned beef, and some spring onions and salad cream to dip them in. The table was packed with food. And to cap it all off, she brought these thick slabs of bread slathered in butter. At that point, I was too young to realise just how bad it was, but this veritable feast made me realise, if not consciously, that everything was going to be all right. She had a cat called Stanley, who became my best mate. He followed me everywhere like a shadow. He slept on the end of my bed, came to me when I was ill. A lovely soul, and a great mouser. Not just a mouser, he caught everything, birds, rabbits, the lot. He always left them on the front doorstep. Gifts, she called him. Oh, look, he's left us a gift. I remember looking down at this bloodied corpse of this animal, be it a bird or what remained of it. Usually its beak or wings or spine or a mouse that was basically just a tail, and thinking, a gift? Are you mad? It's just another thing that made me smile. Another memory. The best memory was one Sunday afternoon at the height of summer. We were both sat out in the garden reading, as we tended to do quite a lot. It was a quiet house a lot of the time. Both got lost in other worlds, deep in the pages of novels. She got me into reading. She signed me up at a local library and bought me stacks of books each birthday and Christmas. Before then, all I loved was cartoons and video games, but she introduced me to proper stories, where a word and imagination combined to take you wherever you wanted to go. Yeah. She was responsible for everything in my life, you could say. The house was full of laughter, especially if we was watching a George Formby film together. Stuff from way back when intrigued me so much. An obsession with the past instilled in me at an early age. See, all the elements falling into place. So, it was laughter, or the sound of silence as we both read. They were the two default settings. We were both in the garden this day, in complete silence. I thought about this really hard, and I'm sure I was reading The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And there was this rustling from the bushes. We both look over and smile, thinking it's probably just Stanley messing about. And then the rustling becomes more frenzied, more furious. And she's getting panicked at the rustling. She stands up out of her deck chair. What's he got? It gets louder, and the bush is shaking wildly now. Oh, boy, it's a rat. And then suddenly a bird burst out of the bush, flying away to safety, and Stanley leaps out after him, narrowly avoiding and catching the bird, and Beryl shouts, "A flying rat!" Honestly, I laughed so hard, I fell out of my deck chair. That's probably the minimum I'll get back to. But I won't. The heat, the tranquility and the comedy. The three of us. Me, Beryl and Stanley. It wasn't conventional, but it was my family. And I owe her everything. A lot of you here today, you thanked me on your way in. But don't thank me. Thank her. I might have come up with the invention, but it was her that set me on the path. She inspired every element I ever needed. And all from the first ever present I received. A bookmark. She then told me to use that bookmark, to mark my place in books, remind me where I was in an entire new world. She introduced me to an array of books which piqued my imagination and got me researching, using my bookmark to remind me of important scientific information to lead me to my invention. There was a point, after putting in all this work, I just thought it was all for nothing. A huge waste of time on something that I just wasn't talented enough for. And she just took two words when I was at my lowest. Keep going. Well, that and a massive salad. Those huge slabs of thick buttery bread, those spring onions. I'll go back to those as well. But I'm not going to. When I invented it, I honestly didn't think of the money. I just thought about the emotional connection of revisiting moments in your life. Not just seeing them recorded, but actually participating in them. Time travel, it was advertised as. The ability to go back and replay moments of your life. And loads of people have said thank you for letting them see dead relatives again. Letting them relive their wedding day, their son being born. Some of you even thanked me for allowing you to live longer, as you wouldn't have been able to get through the grief of bereavement without my invention, allowing you to go back to those memories. To the bookmarks of your life. And I don't want to cheapen those moments for you when I say that I'll never go back. I will never see Beryl again. If it makes you feel better to see her, then I hope you go back to those moments. But for me, I know it's not real. I didn't realise when inventing it what I was doing. I was taking a surprise away. One of the best things about Beryl was her element of surprise. So why would I go back to that moment where I lost both my parents and I'm sat at a table and lettuce and tomatoes come out? Because I already know Beryl's element of surprise. I know that she's got a feast waiting for me behind her. And without that true feeling of disappointment, of salad, that moment means nothing. What would be the point of going back to that sunny garden if, when the bushes rumble, I know a bird's coming out? Sometimes you need the unknowable, the element of surprise and even the heartbreaking sadness and disappointment for the good things to truly register. I didn't realise that life needs to be lived with those moments intact. But never seeing Beryl again, it hurts. It hurts every single part to the pit of my being. But without that pain, it'd be meaningless because that pain is how much I love her. And how much I'm grateful for everything she did for me, for all the good times we had. All the memories that are now consigned to the past. I've still got the bookmark she gave me for my first ever Christmas. She was even looking forward, even then, to what I was going to read. On the bookmark's an inscription. It reads, "Grandson, this happy gift is just for you, to wish you joy in all you do." A gift. Better than an animal carcass on your doorstep. So I'll continue to use my bookmark and to keep my place in worlds, in stories, because she taught me that there's always more to explore and always surprises waiting. And it's sometimes really painful things. They make the good moments all the more special.